The addictive roguelike game Balatro has become one of the biggest hits of the year, mixing elements of poker and solitaire into a fiendish experience. And now my life is ruined because it's coming to mobile thanks to Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade. And you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Kyle Paletto.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, GTA 6 gets a confirmed release date, a dodgy Switch update bricked some consoles, and Borderlands is releasing a little earlier. Here is the news for Sunday, 4th of May. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
Some good news and some bad news for GTA fans this week. The good news is we finally have a release date of May 26. The bad news is, though, that's May 26, 2026. Fantastic. A little bit longer to wait. Rockstar put out a very succinct statement late Friday night apologising to fans for the delay and thanking them for their patience and support.
The team at Rockstar say the delay, as expected, is to give the developers the extra time they need to make sure GTA 6 lives up to the standard expected. Which, honestly, I get. The hype and expectation around this release is of a level rarely seen in this industry. And Rockstar really cannot afford to fumble it. I mean, really, they can afford literally anything. GTA 5 made a dumb amount of money, but you get what I mean. Speaking of release dates, the highly anticipated Borderlands 4 has had a release date change, and for once, it's not being pushed further away. Announced this week by Randy Pitchford, CEO of Borderlands developer Gearbox Interactive, the release date has been moved up by 2 weeks to September 12th. In a video posted online, he said the development was going so well that they decided to release the game earlier. However, there were some theories floating around that the company just didn't want to compete with GTA 6, which I guess they don't have to worry about at all anymore.
Pitchford has since come out and said the change in date has nothing to do with GTA 6 or Marathon, which was also set to be released on 23rd of September, Borderlands' original date. He just said they're confident with the development of the game.
What a rare treat.
Yet another gaming company has put a halt on shipping to the US because of the increase in tariffs. This week, gaming controller and accessory company 8BitDo has suspended shipments from its Chinese warehouse to avoid the new 145% tariffs on imports from China. Similar to what we reported with Anbernic last week, US customers can still order controllers, mice, and other accessories that are already in the company's US warehouse. However, you won't know what's available until you get to that checkout page.
The company is well known for its quality third-party controllers that are compatible with many platforms, including the Switch and its fun controllers like the Mini Xbox controller. These new tariffs have made the video game and tabletop industry go into a bit of a panic, because while some electronics are exempt from the 145% tariffs for now, video game consoles aren't, because they're classified as toys, not technology. If you haven't got an Xbox, you better brace yourself, as this week, prices for the consoles, games, and accessories have gone up. The Xbox Series X will now cost $850 Australian, up from $800, and the Xbox Series S will now cost $550, up from $500. Again, these are five-year-old consoles. This is not the direction pricing is meant to go at this late into a console's life. The controllers are also going up, with the limited edition Xbox controller now $130 Australian and the Xbox Elite controller going up to $280. While our price increase isn't quite as bad as it is in the US, it's still pretty crazy.
We saw Sony increase their prices recently, and we've already talked about how expensive the Switch 2 and its games will be. But speaking of games, it has been announced that first-party Xbox games will reach $80 US, which is about $125 for us here in Australia, and they reckon that will be coming up by the end of the year. Microsoft has said the changes were made with careful consideration given market conditions and the rising cost of development. Again, how are people supposed to play the games they make if we can't even afford the consoles? Okay, crisis averted, but for a moment there, Nintendo had the whole world freaking out after an update straight up bricked some Switches. Earlier this week, Nintendo released a firmware update for the Switch, with a bunch of users taking to the internet to complain that their update came with a big fat error message that rendered their consoles unusable.
Thankfully, Nintendo were onto it and have now released a patch with full instructions on their website for how to bring your beloved Switch back to life. Not a great look, but hey, at least it was resolved relatively quickly. We'll give them that. Within 24 hours is a pretty good effort. That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
First up, we have a brand new third-person action RPG, Imperial, but it's spelled E-M-P-Y-R-E-A-L. Explore the ruins of a lost civilization of an unexplored planet on May 8 on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series S and X.
Also out on the 8th is The Midnight Walk. It's a super atmospheric first-person horror adventure with a really cool claymation art style. It gives Tim Burton mixed with Little Nightmare vibes and could really be worth checking out if you're an indie horror fan. Grab it on PC or PlayStation 5 this Thursday.
Revenge of the Savage Planet is the second in the sci-fi platforming adventure series, which I think the first one being really underrated. One major change is this sequel has shifted the series from first person to third person, which is a really bold move. We'll see if it pays off when it comes to PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series S and X on the 8th.
And lastly, live out the most boring part of your criminal fantasies when Cash Cleaning Simulator drops this week. It's a first-person life sim with some mystery thrown in for good measure and actually looks pretty fun. It's out on PC this Friday.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Paletto.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomaeus. Thank you so much for listening.
If you're looking for another short episode to chuck into your day, have a listen to Drop Rate. We're doing speed runs over there, which are bite-sized reviews. And the latest one is with Gianni, who plays Elder Scrolls Oblivion Remake. If you're curious about that game, search for Drop Rate and Sifter on your podcast player and look for the green icon.
Sifter is produced by myself, Kyle Paletto, Adam Christie, Courtney Smith, Chris Button, and Kat Gian. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and Gianni Di Giovanni, who is Sifter's executive producer and also Walkthrough script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for recording the Walkthrough theme tune, and thanks to Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Lightmap Sifter's interview podcast. Matt Newell, the developer of Lush Foil Photography Simulator, joins me to share about how the environments in this game were the genesis of this whole project.
It is a photography simulator, sort of inspired by my interests and the photography that I've done. At its core, it's about the environments. Like, I've really tried to just recreate a lot of places from around the world in lots of detail and tried to keep them authentic and tried to give the game a rich atmosphere, so be out there on your own, just like not have a true goal aside from get from A to B. So I think I do want to kind of promote like the enjoyment you get from just being immersed in where you are and just like wandering around.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on YouTube. Head to our website, sifter.com.au, or wherever you'd like to listen.